and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 355. Five, I think, isn't it?
Well, let's just check the mail that I've sent. Five, you're right.
I'm right. Thank you.
Well, I missed 54 because I was doing a webinar.
You were actually, and that one actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hello. How are we all doing? It's Friday. So, that usually bodes well. Plus the fact, young Jonathan had half a day off. Let's go in and have a look. Oh, it never works.
Can I say something?
If you like, if you must.
No, don't have to. I put my headset on. I press play to check the feed.
It was the Berkster.
No, it was you.
Was it? What was I talking about?
I don't know, but 2 seconds later, it was the Berkster.
He always had a lot to say, did the Berkster. Hello, Jonathan. I think Jonathan's pretty on the ball tonight because he was in there very early. Hello, Sarah. Did he beat you? Oh, dear. Hello, Renee. Hello, Tony. Who else?
Pizza night.
Pizza night. What? Oh, do you know I was fancying a pizza? I've decided to replace it with something. Brace yourself. Pizza mushrooms. Who's heard of pizza mushrooms? A little vegan treat. Well, no, not vegan. Not if there's cheese with it, unless it's vegan cheese. But it's a mushroom, like a portobello mushroom, with cheese on it. And then whatever topping you would have on your pizza on the top of that. I know it's a poor substitute for a pizza, but needs must. So we've not made it yet. I'll be giving that a go. As the Tesco man has just arrived, it wasn't Wendy. It was a bloke, wasn't it?
It was a bloke without a mask.
Don't get me going about
Luckily,
people with masks.
I was masked up and gloved up.
Oh, you looked like you were about to go into an operating theatre. Oh, that's good news anyway. That's good news. Right. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Hello, Simon. How's Mrs. Simon? Not heard from Mrs. Simon in a while. Give her our regards. Hello, Kim.
And all the baby Simons.
And all the baby Simons as well. Exactly. Oh, is it proper pizza as well? Is it not my mushroom pizza?
Is it homemade?
Oh, Simon could have made it. Oh my, this is just getting better by the second. Ah, what toppings. Yeah, well, you could have mushrooms as a topping, couldn't you? Now, see, Kim's got the idea. She eats portobello mushrooms like the hamburgers. Apparently, you can do a lot with a portobello mushroom. We had them a while back and we put a couple of cashew nuts with them and goat's cheese. And we both looked at it and thought, not going to like this. And we did. We really liked it. So these portobello mushrooms, the idea with the pizza was a recipe. This is how they worm their way into your brain. Do you know how this happened? Where would I see a recipe? I mean, seriously. Where would I see a recipe? No, my A-Lady Echo has taken, with the screen on, to show me recipes. Now, some of them are just vile. But this pizza mushroom flew past and I thought, I quite like those mushrooms. I wonder. So we're going to try it. We're going to try it. Ooh, let's have a look. Kim reckons that Simon's makes the best crust. I agree with you, is what I'm saying. Oh, yes. Cheating tonight, exhausted, want to put your feet up and watch the TV. Sounds good to me. Have you not actually found something that's worth watching, have you? Because I just look at the guide and think, dear, 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 dear me. But if you found something, do share. Jonathan likes cracking heads into them, then putting them under the grill with red onions and Wensleydale cheese crumbled on the top. That was one of my mum's favourite cheeses, that. She did like Wensleydale. And Simon's pizzas aren't bad, but wouldn't claim anything major. Ah, but you see, for the rest of us, where you either have to buy it in, which is like not happening at the moment, or get one of those frozen things, which is even worse. Leave it be. I'm sure yours are fabulous. It was a mad week for poor Simon. Pre-made pizzas. They're not good if you've got to have gluten-free. they don't kind of put much effort into it, I think, because it's gluten-free. So whatever you buy, in fact, it's easier to buy the gluten-free basis and bring it home and put your own on it. Now, who likes pineapple on it? Is it is that a yay or a no, that's a crime? Let me know.
That's not a crime, no.
See, I quite like pineapple, but I think I'm in the minority. Mind you, it's about 35 years since I actually had a normal pizza.
Well, I worked in a pizza place for 2 nights and they christened me Luigi.
Oh, Jonathan loves pineapple. Yay, that's a yay from Jonathan. Hello, Anthony. And Renee loves pineapple. Oh, I don't think I've ever had egg on pizza, but you know, Jonathan, that's not a bad idea. You know what it's needing, don't you? It's needing a full English on a pizza base. That's what it needs. Oh, Simon's ordered a Mac Mini. 2 weeks. That's not bad. Not bad. 8 gig memory more. SSD boosted to 1 terabyte. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on it, Simon. What's the rationale? Where's it going? What job is it doing for you? Egg and spinach with red onion. Now, you see, I love spinach. We had a debate, did Mike and I, over lettuce. Yes, it's come to this. A year in lockdown and it's come to discussions about lettuce. And I said I actually much prefer the spinach. So we've got more spinach.
So we have a big bag of spinach.
But we both decided that kale was a bit on the chewy side. Kale's not good, is it?
No.
No.
Left the kale.
So we'll leave that. And another one, yay for pineapple. So we're clearly pineapple people here. Some people loathe it. I don't understand that because I like pineapple anyway. And I think on a pizza, it's quite nice to have that contrast. Oh, and it's pizza night for Paul as well. Oh, fabulous. It's not pizza night for us. But we will try these pizza mushrooms. It sounds more ridiculous every time I say it, but we'll give it a go. Apparently, you can do a kind of vegan steak with a portobello mushroom. I'm obviously not quite sure what you're supposed to do with it. Mind you, they say you can do the same with cauliflower, don't they? You can have a cauliflower steak if it's done right. That would necessitate me heading to the kitchen, so I'll leave that to Mike. And Kim's a yes for pineapple as well. So when we have this Mac Bites meetup in the year 2037 at this rate, we can say yay to the pizza with pineapple and we'll all just have the same. There'll be one, I'm telling you, there'll be one who just cannot do it. Oh, but I love it. Oh, yes. Happy, happy days. Frozen spinach. Economical. Tastes the same. Different if you had it in a salad. See, most of my spinach is either one of two places. It's either in a salad or it's in an omelette. Now, in an omelette, wouldn't make a difference, would it? Not thought of frozen spinach before. Always reminds me of Popeye, where it all came in tins, didn't it? Never had it in tins either. So we could, as long as we want the rest of the pizza topping the same, we'd be okay. We would be okay. Hello, Tracy. I've never had any other spinach other than fresh, so I wouldn't know. But I'm always wary of frozen stuff. It never tastes the same. Just never tastes the same. Oh, let's have a look. I knew that that would be Sainsbury's. A kilo of spinach. That must take up some room. So it's really light, isn't it?
I think I've just got half a kilo.
Let's have a look. Right. Oh, it does look nice. That does look nice. Mind you, that would necessitate putting an order in, wouldn't it? With unless it's some at Tesco's. Not had a delivery from Sainsbury's. Had Morrison's, had Asda, had Tesco's.
We tried to in the early days, but it said
we tried everywhere.
We're
in the
not
early
taking
days.
Any more orders.
Yep. Good job they didn't say that to young Jonathan.
Yeah.
And Nanny Isaacs.
Yeah. Granny Isaacs.
Granny Isaacs would not have been happy. No. That there would have been trouble. Mind you, I think you got priority, didn't you, as an existing customer?
Yeah.
And over a certain age. So that was fine. You were okay. Rest of us were just left to scrap for it, for an odd toilet roll here and there. Bit like the vaccine, to be honest. And they actually said, right, we're down to the next group. And I thought, oh, who's the next group? Had a little look. 40 to 49-year-olds. I thought, excuse me. Not finished here yet, but they're on to the next group apparently. But there has been a major kickoff, and it reminded me of Kim. It's kicked off big style. The official guidance here is if you have asthma, you are in an elevated group to get the vaccine, subject to your GP putting your name forward. And it's the criteria is if you have been hospitalised or attended hospital with an asthma attack, ever. Not in the last 2 minutes, ever. And one guy had been hospitalised 5 times and his GP said he doesn't qualify. So the asthma support groups and stuff are kicking it off over that. And, you know, I saw this poor woman and she's there with an inhaler. And I thought, I can only imagine, because for me, that would happen when I'm either out of breath, you know, running around doing something silly or biking. Or when I've had a cold and I literally cannot breathe. And it's horrible. And she was there puffing on this inhaler. And I thought, you know what? Have mine. Honestly, if somebody's got... I mean, there's lots of criteria, isn't there, for people with underlying conditions. But asthma's of the lungs, for crying out loud. That should be the number one. Not like I've got an ingrowing toenail. It's not. Well, it is officially, but the GPs are just ignoring it, which isn't good because people have dropped dead from asthma without COVID. Didn't Marmalade Atkins have asthma?
She did, didn't she?
Oh, what was her name? She was fantastic. Great actor. She was in a program, a kids program called Marmalade Atkins, wasn't it? Oh, loved her.
Charlotte Coleman.
She was in Four Weddings and a Funeral, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she had serious
and
asthma.
And oranges are not the only fruit.
That was when she was very young. I remember that. She'd had asthma from birth and it was quite severe. And she just dropped dead one day. And she's
only 33.
I thought she was about 29, 30, something like that. I mean, 33, that is just no age, is it? She's got a sister as well, hasn't she, that's an actor.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she was in, but I remember thinking they did look similar.
Charlotte. No, hang on.
No, Charlotte's Marmalade Atkins.
Yeah. Lisa Coleman.
That's right. Yeah, she was in Casualty. And they do look very, very similar.
Can I just say something?
If you like.
Johnny, Kim, you're disqualified.
They've been up to mischief, haven't they?
Yes.
Well, what happened last week?
Johnny's numero uno and Kim is numero duo.
Well, last week, I don't know how this happened, but Kim was number one and we'd all seen it and it vanished. We didn't do anything. I mean, I probably can clear the chat, but I've no idea how. And I certainly didn't touch it. So I can only assume weirdness happened last week. Yeah. It disappeared.
Mm.
We'll see what happens.
Unless it only counts on the day.
Well, Johnny's been in this early before and it's been there, so I don't know.
Yeah, but Kim went in the night before.
Well, what was comical last week, we were discussing this, weren't we? And you'd all cheated and you were all in there. So while we were talking on Marooned last week, I made this week's live and none of you noticed. And as I was doing it, I'm saying, oh, well, let's see when you'll find out if when the next one's live. And I was actually pressing the button and nobody did. No, it was still blank this morning. Oh. So, yes, the asthma thing's kicked it off. Anything else that's kicked it off today? Not that I'm aware of, because I've decided not watching the news. Oh, and you do realise what today is, don't you? Have a look at the date and have a little ponder. Oh, Tracy's got pizza night tomorrow. We could get a gluten-free pizza base and then play around with it. I think that might have to happen at some point. We'll see. Oh, now frozen spinach for soup's a good idea. That could keep the fresh stuff. We put the fresh stuff in that. Mmm. Oh, and it doesn't shrink down like the fresh stuff. You see, asthma's serious, isn't it? Look, Tracy's dad. So definitely important. I know the other thing that came out, and I'm just looking at Mike and I'm like, really? You know how they have had for years in the UK, the older generation pitted against the younger one. How this happened was Brexit. They pitched Brexit as the youngsters wanted to stay in Europe and the old folk didn't. So it was kind of like daggers drawn between generations. Well, obviously, the over 80s got the jab first, but they were told, you know, it was going to be 3 weeks before the next jab, which it's not, 3 months. And you are not protected until you've had the second jab, and you're not protected at all in the first 3 weeks. So they've all been having their jabs, haven't they? And today there was a poll came out and they had asked the over 80s, have you stuck to the rules or not? 43% said no. They'd been out, they'd hugged people, they'd been out in the first 3 weeks, and I'm just sat here shaking my head. Some people don't deserve the vaccine, really. And I also said to Mike, you know, like, okay, over 80 doesn't exactly mean decrepit, does it? But seriously, where are they going? I mean, the pubs are closed, shops are closed, where are they going? No idea, but that was the latest today, and I just... And then people with asthma who are finding it hard to breathe in the first place, oh, they can't have their jab. But the over 80s are out on a gallivant, all of their own. This is why I don't watch the news. It's bad. Ah, Johnny's taken a screenshot just to be absolutely certain that Jonathan was indeed first. Oh, have the PC Brigade got to the word actress as well? Yes, they have, Tracy. It's all actor now, unless you are up for an award, in which case it's actress in a leading role. I don't understand that either. I'll just go with the flow. Person who acts, there you go. That solves the problem. Then I don't have to be... I think the logic was, they said, if you were a solicitor, you were a solicitor. And there was no concept of, like, a solicitoress. So why would there be a concept of an actress? That was the rationale. Don't shoot the messenger. That was what was said. I just nodded sagely and said, fine, okay. We're all actors then. Whatever. forever saved in the Notion vault. You keep that, Jonathan. It's proof. Renee had an uncle who discovered that sitting under a certain plant for 5 minutes would kill him. Yeah, I would imagine if that was the over 80s today, they'd do it anyway. Mind you, over 80s, you know, that means like when I was in my teens, they would only have been in their 40s. So maybe they're like raving partygoers. Maybe that's it. Oh, Domino's in the States has got gluten-free for delivery. Oh, that's so tempting. We went Catinian Dues to the Vinery, which is a beautiful kind of cafe restaurant place. And you know, we obviously it's in Italian, and there's things we can eat and there's things we can't eat, and they always provide something absolutely fantastic, don't they? What was that time they went wrong and we ended up with a chicken salad? They'd just not done it. And then they did a chicken salad.
I think so, yeah.
But each course of this meal was like a main course. Oh, couldn't move for days. Lovely, lovely place to go, though. Three affinity books showing us dispatched. Excellent. Excellent. And with us in a few days, maybe? It was a water lily. Oh, Renee. Oh, dear. In Renee's timeline, Yoga Sarah is first. What happens with this is, because I could see Jonathan in first. I've scrolled up and Jonathan's first one's gone. So I'm going to refresh and go back up to the top again. And now Renee is first because you have to hit older messages. Which doesn't seem to be doing it a darn thing for me. But we can confirm it was indeed Jonathan first. It was Jonathan first. And he's got a screenshot to prove it. We were talking about after hours. We were talking about after hours, yes. I haven't even gone to the page yet. actually, I'll just say this and then I'll sit and watch and wait. Right. You've all missed a trick. Are you ready, Jonathan? Fingers poised. How could you possibly have missed a trick? Well, let me tell you. Right, I'm going to go there so I can actually see the channel. But if you go to my channel on YouTube, what's there, Jonathan, at the top? Have a look. See who gets there first. You were first a couple of weeks ago because you got the time wrong. Oh, don't. We've got 2 weeks coming up of odd times. Not good. Not good at all. It's how to put them on the posters and how to explain where you need to be. So, on my channel, young Jonathan, see, he's not typing now, he's gone off, he's headed off to have a look. It says, welcome, and there's my channel trailer, scrolly down a bit. Then it says upcoming live streams, and obviously tonight's After Hours is there. But what's next to that? Oh, the one for Sunday. Who's going to get in there first? There he is. He's found it. Jonathan is in first with Kim at number two.
But I've not enabled save chat, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that's not good, because you'd have to leave it open then.
Yeah.
We'll do that bit manually, but they're in there. They're in there. So we're going to have some great fun in the next 5 weeks, aren't we? Because on my channel, but you can't see it because it's unlisted, is all of the others. The blend modes, the creative tables, the mastering master pages, and the Adobe Bridge. Or can you? Oh, this is getting very, very spirally, isn't it? It's squirrely, this. If you've got the mail and you've checked it, there is a link to each and every one of them. So you can bookmark it if you want, but they're not actually live. They are what's called unlisted. So if you've got the link, you can go there and park your deck chair, as it were, in the chat. But you'd need the mail to do that. Let's see who's first there. Jonathan was in there 20 minutes ago. Oh, Jonathan. There's another four to go at. Just saying. Now, actually, there's more than that. Because I've got all the After Hours in there and they're unlisted as well. But you wouldn't have a link for those. But you do have links for the other four for Mad March. Tracy's already visited each one and put a reminder on it. Excellent. I'm not sure about how the notification thing works. A set a reminder is per video, isn't it? There is a notification option. Hit the notification bell. It could be you've got to do that individually, but I would have thought you could do it globally. That might come if you subscribe and then you get an option to hit the notification bell. But yes. You need to put reminders on everything. That way YouTube will remind you as well as us. But what a farce that was. If you actually read the blurb under each video, I've actually had to put down the times on it. This is complicated. But Kim will appreciate it for a couple of reasons, and so will Paul in Ohio. Right, if you look at the blurb underneath, it says date, and it's got the date of it. And then it says at 3 p.m. UK. Notice it doesn't say GMT or British Summertime. No. It says UK time. That's to keep it simple for everybody in the UK. But next to that on the 7th, it says 7 a.m. PT, 10 a.m. ET, which indeed it is. But the following two, on the 14th of March and the 21st of March, Kim gets a lie-in. It's 8 o'clock Pacific and 11 o'clock Eastern for 2 weeks, because that is do not copy and paste 2 weeks. We are 7 hours apart instead of 8. So Kim gets a lie-in for 2 weeks. And I thought, typical, it's in the middle of Mad March. Because I was thinking I'd have to tell you we'd changed our clocks, but no, the US get there first this year. So it's out of sync for 2 weeks, but at least there's an extra hour in bed. Renee's going to put towel on the deck chair. That is excellent. Jonathan's everywhere. There's no hope for anyone. Shall I go and have a look at the other ones? Let's have a look at
Jonathan. Have you seen what Jonathan's put?
Where? Which bit? Jonathan! It's very important in the word clocks that you do actually put the L in. Now there's a typo. In fact, there's the title for the show.
Yeah, I'll put that in, shall I?
They don't go back, Jonathan. Don't do that. They go forward. Oh, can you imagine if Jonathan puts them back? That actually happened.
And what about his clocks?
And his clocks as well. Yes.
Right, what number are we on?
Oh, good grief. Kim's already up at 4:30 anyway. Well, I'm sort of going to bed at that point. We could cross. No, I have been up at 4:30 on the odd occasion, maybe twice. It didn't end well, so it won't be happening again. Oh, Jonathan loves the cover art. Excellent. Good. And I did see something. Tracy visited first, but didn't think to get in the chat. Salutary lesson there. There you go. So really, right. If we're going to be technical, Tracy was first. But didn't leave a flag. Oh, dear. Right, hang on. I did see something and it's disappeared. Hang on. I definitely saw
Kim
something.
Park the deck chair. I like the different phrases.
Yes.
Parking the deck chair.
Leaving the towel.
Because that reminded me today. I had a meeting with a guy from America who's a United fan. And he says to me, how did we tie with Crystal Palace?
Oh, dear. It's draw.
And then he said to me, those guys should be proud to wear the uniform. And, of course, we say shirt.
Yep. It is weird, isn't it?
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Ah, but you see, in the States, it actually is a uniform. Yeah. That's what they actually call it. No, it's a kit here. Proud to wear the kit or proud to wear the shirt. I would say proud to wear the shirt's more common, yeah. Isn't it? Tracy said she's loving the Mad March thing. I'll tell you at the end, Tracy, if I make it to the end. No, it'll be fine. Oh, you've got one job, guys. You need to send questions in. Debbie has already started that. Debbie has got a question in and it's in my system. Questions from viewers, so it will be answered in the event live. So if you have any specific questions about tables or blend modes or export personas or anything like that, let me know, because I'm collecting them and they're going into Notion. I'll probably make a backup somewhere in case they are never seen again in Notion, but they are going in Notion to be answered on the night. So do send stuff in. Yes, Jonathan, the clocks go forward, other things go backwards. Oh, it's easy to remember, Jonathan. The one in March, it's spring. They spring forward. And in October, it's autumn, which is fall in America, and they fall backwards. Easy, easy. Renee, where do I send the questions in? In Slack, any way you like. In Slack, email... However you can get it to me, strapped to a pigeon, however you can get it here, whatever suits you. You could email it if you've got any pictures or anything to put with it, whatever makes sense to you. Debbie emailed it. But apart from that, I will take anything from anywhere that I can find it, which means probably Facebook, not a good idea. I can never find anything in Facebook, not for 2 minutes together. I'm in there and there's something there and I blink and it goes. And I'm like, where did that go? And I have no idea. Facebook is just spawn of the devil. Spawn of the devil. Oh, hang on. Don't lose that. It's only just arrived. Got a tiny toy today. Not worth an unboxing, but a tiny, tiny toy. Would I be able to show that tonight? Might be. Might be better to take a picture of it. A tiny toy. So it would appear that Jonathan's first in everything there. Considering that one doesn't start for another 29 days, Jonathan. I think that's the earliest you've ever been in. Oh, long distance duck. Hello, hello. Oh, I do love that. Love that. That'd work, a duck. Yep. So Kim says, can I send in a particular project problem? Like how you would fix this? Of course you can. Of course you can. You've got my email address. Just send it to me. No problem, Tracy. Sorry about the maroon feed snafu. I think Overcast had a tiff with it again. Yeah, at my end, I can see that that was actually right. I had to check. You could have been right, but no, this time I was right. I went into it. I think I'm up to 20-something aren't I? I have got them edited and they are up there. They just need the feed element creating, so I'll do some of those tomorrow. But when I looked and I actually played it, I thought, not seeing what the problem is here. It was actually right.
I get very confused as well, Paul, with the time, particularly down under, because in the... See, I'm confused now.
Go on. In the...
Where are we now?
March.
They're in the summer, yeah. We go forward, they go back, which means in that period, there's a 9-hour difference between us and Sydney. And when we go back, they go forward, which means there's an 11-hour difference, which makes a bit of a difference if I have to do some training, whether to get to at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
That is a huge difference, isn't it?
And I was asked to do some training for people in the Far East. And it's like, okay, well, if I do it before the end of March, it's a 6 o'clock start. If I do it between March, end of March and October, it's an 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock start. So I think I'll do it when it's a 7 o'clock start. So they're not going to have the training between now and the end of March and October, November, December, January, February.
Do you know, it is confusing, isn't it? I mean, I always say with Mike, we're quite lucky because our standard time is GMT. So however, whichever country we're trying to compare in and work out what time it is, we're zero. We're Zulu time. Most of the time. That's wholly inappropriate, Mike. Exeter Chiefs.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But it must be difficult if you're like in Sydney and you're trying to compare with Spain and you've got to go through Zulu time, and then to add insult to injury, it's summertime. Get an app for that. There's an app for that somewhere. I have actually put the links in the email. So next to it where it says on and there's a date and time, if you click that, it takes you through to a website that will confirm it. That's why I do. That email last night took me so long to do. And I thought, I've cracked it. I've got all the posters. And then I got all the blurb in. And then I thought, just a minute. And I'm sitting there thinking about these time zones. And not that I didn't understand them. No problem at all. It was like, I don't want to be making a fuss of us changing the clocks. Because if you're in the UK, it's 3 o'clock no matter what time zone we're in. But I thought it's the other 2 weeks that are going to cause the problem. So depending on when you change the clocks, but do you know what? Just click the link in the email and it will tell you the time. YouTube will tell you the time. It will say it's live in X number of days. And then on the day, it should give you a countdown. But it wouldn't be the first time, would it, guys? I think it was the first time the clocks changed and we were doing after hours and you were all there an hour early. Saying we'd forgotten you. But we hadn't. It was you. You were there early. It's tricky. Let's just say it's tricky and leave it like that. When you say you can't get it, Tracy, is there an error or anything? Because it's working here. Can you just check the maroon feed and see if you can see 317? Because there's nothing wrong with it in Feeder, which makes a change. It's got the right show. It's been published. It's got the right URL. It's got the right duration.
I'll probably have to download them all.
And it must... be right in terms of permissions, because I wouldn't be able to read the timing if it wasn't. So I'm looking at the entry for 317 and it's right. It's spot on right. So I don't know what's happening. Right, let's turn, and we've got to get up here. Right. Tony's Mac has turned into a snail since installing all the great apps you've heard about on here. Oh, no. Oh, no. What have you got running all the time? Have they got services they've installed or something like that and they're running all the time? Check your activity monitor and see what's happening. It could just be one runaway process.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah, Mike's got it, Tracy, so I've no idea what's going on there. It's in mine. I can see it's correct. I can see it in feeder. I can see it in the feed and I can play it. So what's the error that you're getting? Oh, I'm not going to try and pronounce that, Renee, but in the Netherlands.
I pronounced it.
I think it was Oystervik.
Yeah.
But maybe not. So we have Kim in Seattle. We have Sarah in Winchester. The Northern Beaches just sounds fabulous, Paul. we are an international bunch. Tony's in London, 10 minutes from City Airport. Now, that really is in London. Overcast just keeps giving you 316. No reason why at all. Because it wasn't even that was ever wrong. It wasn't. I'm thinking possibly unsubscribe, resubscribe. Maybe that would fix it. Kim remembers to check in if there was a power outage when we were late, when we weren't. See you later, Jonathan. It'll right itself in 2 or 3 days. That's not good, Tracy. It was never wrong, so I don't know how it's managed it. It isn't that I fixed it. I went in today when I got your message and I thought that is 117. It was never wrong. So that is quite strange. And we, of course, are about 8 to 10 miles south of Manchester city centre in the UK. We are in a leafy suburb called Sale, S-A-L-E, which is a stupid name for a place because whenever you look it up, all you get is everybody's sales. So we refer to it as M33. We are a code number
or
like 007.
Headquarters.
Or MacBytes headquarters. You just can't look for, you know, like you might look for like hairdressers in Sale. You'll get hairdressers from anywhere in the world that have got a sale on.
If you Google MacBytes headquarters, we are all across the top page of Google.
I'm glad that nobody else is, given that, as far as I'm aware, nobody else lives there. Ah, Tracy's just refreshed and it's righted itself. Yay! Excellent. And we have AstraZeneca vaccine arriving March 22nd. And that's locally produced. I thought they had factories down there that could do it. So I don't know why they're saber-rattling in the EU, Paul, but that's just what they're like, isn't it?
And then we have McDonald's Chicken McBites.
Don't. I mean, I always... What are they called? It's chicken nuggets, isn't it? I never call them Mac Bites.
Yeah.
No, we're Mac Bites. They're not Mac Bites. We are. Ah, fun and games or what, hey? Fun and games. Who else have we got and where are they? Jonathan's not too far away. In fact, this is bizarre. Right, Jonathan has followed Mac Bites since the very, very beginning, which was 2007. He was such a young... I mean, he's young Jonathan now. Back then, he was I'm at school Jonathan. And he's followed MacBytes ever since then. Although he hails from Leeds, he lives in Manchester. He lives about 5, maybe 6 to 7 miles away from us. And we've never actually met up. Now, I mean, obviously, last year, that was explicable. Prior to that, no, it's just never happened. Isn't that silly? Isn't that silly? We have met MacBiters, though, haven't we?
We have.
We went over to Liverpool for the opening of the Liverpool store. And we had our MacBites T-shirts on. And I had my MacBites hat on. And this guy came up to us. And he said, oh, are you Mike and Elaine? I went, yeah. He said, I'm a MacBiter. It was Damien. It was the lovely Damien. So it was lovely to meet him. Then there was Galoof. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
We went to an Adobe event and we were at this cinema. So it's one of these huge multiplex things. And we were in the room, I think, I can't remember what, it must have been the keynote. And we're tweeting, right, and DMing. And Galoof says, I'm here. I'm at the back. Da-da-da-da-da. So I'm trying to be discreet tweeting. And I said, we're here too. I can see you. And he's looking round. He couldn't work out which ones we were. But we had such a good time. We ended up going for dinner together.
Oh, that was a very nice Chinese we had.
It was. It was Printworks, wasn't it?
It was.
Printworks is a cinema complex in the centre of Manchester. Again, very close to Young Jonathan. And I think it's got about 12, 15 screens in it. It was one of the IMAXes, wasn't it, before that was a thing?
Yeah.
And it's got a kind of... It used to be, as the name implies, Printworks. It used to be where they printed newspapers. So what they did was to keep the ground floor on like street level, kind of, you know, to keep the way it was. It's got cobbles in it, and then they put food courts in, but it's restaurants that take franchises in there. And one of them was this Chinese.
Was it Peachy Keen's?
Could have been. It was to die for.
Right, it was a few years back.
It was one of those when you used to go up and you could have whatever you wanted. So you didn't have to have stuff like, in my case, noodles, because I can't eat it. But I can eat rice noodles, just not normal noodles. So I could pick what I wanted. Oh, it was fabulous. It was really fabulous.
Kim says, if ever I'm in Manchester, I'll find you two by looking for downed bollards and frozen chickens. Don't forget washing machines.
Oh, washing machines as well. Yep. Yep. It'd be easy to find us. Do you know, it's like Hansel and Gretel, isn't it? Just follow the dead turkeys, the dead chickens, you'll find us. Oh, we are unbelievable.
I haven't seen any chickens for weeks. Mind you, the weather's got warm, hasn't it?
That's the thing. They were there when it was frozen.
Yeah.
That was bizarre. Yeah, the bollards are
probably
kind
be barbecue chickens now.
Oh, you'll go out and there'll be a McDonald's out there or a pizza. Don't have to be mad to live here, but oh, it does help. Australia has a very high take-up of vaccines. Some concern about how quickly it's been developed, but most are likely to get it. I would have said that here, but apparently, and this was bizarre, 100,000 employees of the National Health Service, the NHS, have refused to take it. And I thought, I know we've got a lot of employees in the National Health Service, but I'm quite concerned that 100,000 of them don't want to take the vaccine that they're giving other people. No explanation. It was just a random figure that came out. I believe the figure came out because there was a suggestion that it would be compulsory for NHS workers in the way that the flu vaccine is. I thought, I'm not 100% sure you can do that. But then this figure came out because I'm thinking, well, it's probably only half a dozen people that don't want it. You know, put them on desk duty. No, 100,000 won't take it. And of course, the over 80s that have got it, they're now out and about, even though they shouldn't be. So don't go there. Bad news. Oh, Renee says, health... Oh God, where's my glasses? Healthcare staff refuse the AZ vaccine too. This is just getting weirder. The other thing with all of this is they're also saying... Because I'm thinking about it and thinking, wouldn't it be wise to wait until they've adjusted the vaccine to account for the variants and then have the vaccine? And that was when this little note came out that was like, yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to adjust the vaccine so it does take account of the variants. I thought, that's the time to have it. And the very next words out of their mouth were, but we won't need to test it as much. I thought, just a minute, roll that back. You shouldn't make any changes without it going through the same level of testing. I thought, I can't win here. You know, you either take a vaccine that you know is ineffective against variants that are already out there and probably future variants, or you hang about, get one that technically is supposed to deal with those, but it's not being tested. Or you brick the doors up and just look at people out of the window and think of it as a reverse zoo. Like, oh, look, another idiot and another idiot. Which is the approach I'm taking at the moment. If you're out, there's something wrong with you. Because, you know, if you're out going to work, then you're going to work, aren't you? But people who are out just kind of ambling around and sightseeing, there's clearly something not quite right with them. I'd love to know the rationale behind the healthcare staff refusing it, but that's all I've heard. Nothing else.
She's snoring away.
She is. Oh, all of Kim's doctors have been vaccinated. And on the latest continuing education course, they were saying only 60% say they'll get the vaccine. It's strange, isn't it? I just wish there was information as to why. What's the thinking behind it? But, you know, I think if you so much as say, well, I don't really want the vaccine because, then, you know, Twitter and Facebook, you're dead. You're gone. So that the why isn't coming out, which is unfortunate. They're now speed introducing the Sputnik vaccine. Oh, for crying out loud. I think, like Kim said at the very beginning, 3 years. I reckon 3 years in, we'll know what we're dealing with. But at the moment, it all just seems like random. Just take a pot shot at the dartboard, and if it hits it, excellent. If it doesn't, never mind. It just seems all a bit off at the moment. They're testing for additional booster on Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. I think this was the AstraZeneca one they were talking about. I'm assuming the AstraZeneca one they can move more swiftly on. But to not put it through the same degree of testing is a little bit concerning if you're actually taking it, I would have thought. Tracy says, when you eventually get out again, you'll have to do a world tour to visit us all. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Apparently, Cyprus, this is the kind of illogic that drives me insane. Cyprus have said that as of the 1st of May, you can visit Cyprus as a tourist from the UK if you've had your paperwork's in order, by which they mean if you've got your vaccination passport. There's just one slight snag with that. We've already got the get out of jail free plan from Boris. And on the 1st of May, it would be illegal to leave the country. So why are Cyprus encouraging you? That seems illogical. Plus the fact they're putting in this two-tier system of if you've got your paperwork. Now, if you haven't got your paperwork because you've not had your vaccine, because it's your choice not to have the vaccine, then tough, you can't visit Cyprus. But what if you medically can't have the vaccine? What if you are exempt because of a medical issue? Then you won't be going to Cyprus, which is discrimination. And I thought, do you know what? Encouraging people in another country to break the law should be a crime in itself. Somebody should lock up Cyprus, in my opinion. If you can't leave the country, you can't leave the country. So why put flights on? That's not on. That really isn't on. But that's their latest plan. Oh, now Tony's other half works in the NHS, and they were all... they were all her lot. Were concerned about when the second jab was going to be done. Didn't want the first jab, as the whole process would need repeating. Well, I said that at the time. You know, if you have a jab on the basis you'll be having another one in 3 weeks, which they did with at least 1 million people, and then say, no, we're not doing that. You can't do that. That breaches trust, which was what a lot of the doctors said. Pete came on and called bullshit on that one. It wasn't tested at the 3 month mark. It was tested at the 3 week mark. So that really, really isn't on. But once they've done it, what can you do? You know, you've had the first one. I don't know what happens if you go past the 12 week mark. Do you have to start again? Would they just give you the second one? It's all too much up in the air for me. And we've been told in the UK that you cannot get this privately at the moment, that all supplies go to the NHS and you cannot pay and queue jump. And then a county councillor all over Facebook, I pay privately for the jab, I've had mine. And this was a Labour councillor. Really? I think the post has now been deleted and she's been suspended until they work out what went on. But technically speaking, she should not be able to get this privately. So, no idea what went on there. Oh, Kim's vaccination card has a slot for 6 injections and you're responsible to keep it up to date. That'll be for all the variants, I presume, down the line. I've no idea what's going to go on here, but they've done a great job getting it out there to those that want it or need it. I'm just thinking the second part is getting the second jab to people within the correct time frame. And I've no idea how that's going because they're not telling us. They're just busy breaking their arm, patting themselves on the back, saying how marvellous the rollout's going. That's because track and trace was such a calamity. They're trying to distract you from that. We'll see how it all goes. They don't know. It's all fingers crossed. And that's great, isn't it, Tony? That really, really instills confidence into you, that. We're not sure. Fingers crossed, it'll be fine. Yeah, I'm not giving you my arm on that basis. Kath had her second one, Kim. If you were wondering, she got it this week. She's had her second one, so she should be all right now. So that's Joe's had two, Kath's had two, and Kaz has had one. We'll just have to see how it all works out. My biggest fear would be that you go in and they give you whichever one, and then you go back 3 months later and they've not got that one anymore. It reminds me of, like, you know, pottery companies that make like a dinner service. And then in case a plate gets broken after the event, they will sell you a plate or a saucer or a cup to make sure that your set's all together. And all of a sudden you go in one day and you need a plate and it's, we don't do that one anymore, but we've got this one. Yeah, well, that's not going to work, is it? And I just see that's going to happen with this vaccine. And can you imagine if somebody had had vaccine A and then they go back when they're called back and they're given vaccine B and then do grow an extra arm? Can you just imagine? The anti-vaxxers would be gleeful if anything happened. So I do hope they are being incredibly careful. But I've got a sneaking suspicion it's just such a huge operation. Law of averages said something somewhere is going to have to go wrong. And with my experience of anything medical, if it can go wrong, it usually will, with big brass knobs on. But that could just be my experience. Oh, good grief. You've had elites from Mexico coming up here to jump the line. Oh, who did they say had had it? And I thought, aren't they a bit young? It was a prince of some European country. And I thought, but he's no more than 40. That's what happens. Oh, that sounds similar, doesn't it, Tracy? The daughters of the Emeritus King of Spain just waltzed over to the Emirates or wherever he's holed up to visit Daddy and coincidentally got vaccinated. Amazing. Amazing, that. So they told Tony 12 weeks for the second jab. GP will be in touch. That was the Oxford flavour. No idea. Haven't heard from the GP yet. If and when it happens, I'll let you know. It's a trust thing, though. And given that people had their first one and then the rules were changed, it does make me not trust them. This was the problem. When you've got Tony Blair saying, oh, you should only give people one and then you can give people more. You're like, and where did you get your doctorate from? And the answer was he didn't. He's not a doctor. He's a lawyer. His wife's a lawyer. They're all lawyers. They're not doctors. He should know better than that, because contract is, you've got part consideration. You can't do that. But the people who'd already had one, it was on the basis you got the next one within 3 weeks. They then changed the rules. I think it's legitimate for everybody else to look at that and think, well, if I let you give me the first one, what if I never get the second one? What if you don't have that one for the second one? I thought they should come in little packets where they put the other one back in the fridge and you get the one that matches. But, you know, that's going to be far too complicated for them. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I think we're up to 21 million or something. It slowed down a bit. It's something to do with supply. And I don't know why the supply would vary. But Professor Van Tam, JVT to his friends, He's always talking about it depends on this and it depends on that. And you know, he looks so convincing. And then you think, yeah. But while he looks convincing, he also looks like Oddjob off the Bond films. So that does worry me slightly. Don't you think he looks like Oddjob?
He does. Yeah.
He does look like Oddjob. Never see them in the same room, do you? Let's get a picture of Oddjob and let's get a picture of Van Tam. There's Oddjob. There's a definite likeness there. A definite likeness. Right. And JVT. Oh, that comes up with lots of other things. Let's put the proper name in. There is definitely a look there. I'm going to give you a link which will link you to a gallery on Bing. Don't ask. I've no idea where Google's gone, but Bing's appeared. Right. And this is Oddjob from the Bond films. And then the second link is Professor Van Tam. Yeah. He's Oddjob. If he ever... Seriously. If he ever needs another job. Oh, amazing. He could definitely be... Because the other guy's dead, isn't he? If they ever needed another odd job, he just needs the bowler hat. He's got such a presence with him, and you know, and the way that he uses analogies and stuff, loads of people love the guy with his little glasses on. His odd job. Kim was lucky; they gave her an appointment at the second shot at the same time as she had the first. Well, that's how it should be. That is how it should be, and it shouldn't be allowed to be cancelled either. Politicians have been the worst of their unqualified opinions. That's what really gets me. We did have over here somebody saying, and this was supposedly an expert, it's going so well, we should come out of lockdown right now. And I'm like, it's going well because we're in lockdown. If we weren't in lockdown, it wouldn't be going so well. So the answer's not to come out of lockdown. It's to stay in lockdown as long as we need to make sure we don't have to go back into it when the next round of complete morons go on holiday and bring back 57 variants with them. But this guy was like, oh, it's all in hand. I thought, well, we thought that last summer. Well, I actually didn't think that last summer. That's why we didn't end marooned. It was like, yeah, it's all going to kick off again. And just as we thought, it is actually going down in end of August. Then September hit and that was the end of that. Hence, we are still marooned at Mountbatten's headquarters. That's because we've got intelligence and sense. Oh, Kim says, the Veterans Administration has done such a good job vaccinating. There are now no restrictions to get an appointment for shots. That is good. That is amazing. Over here, we've still got this 9 groupings that they're working through. And then everybody can have it after that. And they've said at the very beginning, it was like we'll have finished in 18 months. So that would have been 2022. Then it came back to December 2021. And now they're saying the summer. So by the end of July, which is amazing. But you have to say, and is this going to do any good if you also let people go on holiday and then they bring back variants that this vaccine doesn't address? No one's actually dealing with the difficult questions at the moment. People are so tired, exhausted of lockdown. I mean, we're not, because whatever. But some people, you know, I need to go to the pub. This is an overriding need in life. If you've got Maslow's hierarchy, the pub is the base level, apparently. But that's more important to them than being safe. What can I say? These people walk amongst us. Oh, anyway, we've got to go and make sure that everything is just tickety-boo for MacBites After Hours. So we will head off now and see you at 9 o'clock. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you very, very soon. Stay safe, guys.